In seminary, they told us to preach the text, not the day. Which is to say that, say, on Christmas Day, it's not so important to talk about Christmas as it is more important to talk about the incarnation of the Son of God, the God of time and eternity breaking into time and space of our world, as the Gospel of John relates. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Or on the remembrance of the Transfiguration, it's not so much about the miraculous event of Jesus going up on the mountain and turning to dazzling white before his disciples, Peter, James, and John, but about God's Word. This is my Son. Listen to him. So here today we find ourselves on the day of the church year dedicated to the Trinity. Don't preach the day, rather the text. But the day isn't in the Bible. The doctrine of the Trinity isn't found as an explicit teaching in the Bible. Jesus didn't say the Father and the Son and the Spirit are three persons but one God. In fact, the doctrine of the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, didn't enter into the teaching of the church until at least around the year 100. And it wasn't until the Council of Nicaea in 325 when the church finally came to an agreement that Trinitarian theology would form the foundation of our understanding of God as expressed in both the Hebrew Scriptures and in the New Testament. Try and explain the Trinity is impossible, my own efforts notwithstanding. One could also look to a pie that is one pie and yet cut into three pieces. I like the image because it ends up being pretty big pieces. You could also look to water in its various states, liquid, ice, and vapor. And yet even these explanations somehow fall short. In truth, while the idea of God the Father or Creator and Jesus the Son of God and the Spirit, God moving, living, and present in the world around us, these are found throughout the Scriptures, the word Trinity does not appear. And a description of God in three persons is conspicuously absent. And all of this is to say that today, Trinity Sunday, is the perfect day to not preach the day, to not preach the moniker of this day, Holy Trinity Sunday, and instead remember to preach the text of the Scripture, the word of the gospel. For the word of the gospel is the word that transforms lives and saves souls. The word forgives sins and makes new a life imprisoned in death and decay. The word calls us to share that life with others, to heal the sick, and to raise the dead. So let's look at that word. The gospel text today, Jesus says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. Here is a word of hope, for we cannot deny that so much of what we hear these days is so far from the truth. I'm reminded of that famous line in a movie about a military official who is compelled to testify in a case about military procedure and due process. Jack Nicholson plays the aged official, a general or colonel or something like that. And when the young prosecuting attorney pushes him to reveal the sordid details and the inner workings of the case, when the attorney demands, "I want the truth," Jack's character shouts back, "You can't handle the truth." Jesus promises that however sordid, however difficult to witness with our eyes, however hard to believe, this one who is called Spirit will reveal the truth Sometimes we want the truth, and sometimes we can't handle the truth. But as the gospel says, the Spirit will speak whatever God hears and will declare to you the things that are to come. We dip into the book of Proverbs today too, don't we? That ancient book of wisdom. Oh, that all of the problems of the world could be solved by words written on a page, promising to reveal hidden knowledge. But this section of Proverbs tries to relate that the voice of wisdom dwells at the very side of the Eternal One, that indeed this voice of truth and trust, that an abiding trust in the human race, is the deep desire of God. Perhaps God can be cast under a veil of judgment and wrath, but wisdom teaches us that love and delight are the true nature of the one who gives us life. But it's the word today from the book of Romans that burns in my soul, a word that I believe pokes at our flesh lying foul and rotting in the tomb of death. We are justified by faith, the apostle declares. Such a simple statement, and yet, as Paul goes on to say, a word that brings peace such that no other word can proclaim. It's no misstatement that the world which swirls around us is filled with pain and anxiety, fear and uncertainty, despair and disillusionment. Even as we seem to emerge from the grip of pandemic, still we experience the distress of economic chaos, the threat of war, and the ache of social distress. It's easy to presume that a solution to such problems must come from within, that only our hard work and intentioned initiative will change the course of history, doomed trajectory. That's the wisdom of our fallen world. Get to work. Determine your destiny. Create the future you desire. And yet the words of Paul to the Romans betrays that foolish notion. We are justified by faith, Paul writes. And never have words of such peace and comfort been more simply uttered. For it's not in our determination, or our hard work, or our well-intentioned efforts that our world will be made whole, but only in the faith that God is in Christ, opening the gates of grace to us who have suffered. To those of us who have endured the pain of sin and in shame, have inflicted the sting of unholiness on others. The word of Scripture that seeks to be proclaimed this day, this Trinity Sunday, is that the God who is our Creator, our Redeemer, our eternal wisdom, is the God who enters into our lives this day and makes us whole. As once upon a time God breathed into our bodies the Spirit of life, as God breathed his last upon a cross of humiliation, and as God continues to blow among us as wind of truth and justice, God will forever give us the peace of grace and glory. Today we celebrate the triune God, and we give thanks to the saints who first recognized the truth of God's connections and diversions as Creator, Redeemer, Wisdom. More than that, we rest in the peace of God's grace, a grace that both heals and emboldens, making in us all that we are called to be. Thanks be to this God who calls us to join the dance.